All right, Lose Log Episode 3, Special Edition, MMA Countdown Reunion Show. UFC 241 just happened over the weekend. My opinion, the best card of the year. I got Nick Lepore joining me. Easily my favorite person to talk MMA with. Nick, what's going on, yo?
It's an honor to make a debut on Lose Log, let me tell you.
Let's get it.
Yeah, no. It was I agree with you. It was a fantastic card. I didn't get to watch all of it, but I watched the fights I wanted to see. So that's always good. And yeah, overall, I mean, the MMA community loved it. Dana loved it. So might be the best card of the year. You're right.
It is. And just to kick things off, I'm glad that you brought up the MMA community. A lot of people thought Yoel Romero and Costa was a robbery. I didn't feel that way. How did you feel about that?
Well, I'll be honest. I seen the highlights from that fight, but I was watching Dana White's post interview, and he had it scored 2-1 Costa. And I guess he was talking to someone in the crowd. It might have been IFR or someone, and he was like, the other person had it scored 2-1 Romero. So I guess that was one of those fights where, like, it could have went either way. Anyone could have won that fight. I mean, I think from what I've seen from the highlights, I think Costa deserved to win the fight. But props to Romero. That dude's 41 years old, bro. And he's like, it's amazing what he does still at that age. And I think Costa's going to be a problem, to be honest with you. I think whoever has to face him, the winner of Izzy and Al Whitaker, that's a tough fight, man. It's definitely a tough fight. He's no easy fighter.
So he's next. There's no doubt in your mind he's next.
Oh, man. Who else would be next? I mean, if you look at the division right now, it's like Whitaker and Izzy is going to happen. And then who else after that? You know what I mean? It's like,
Hermanson, that dude who just beat Jacare. That's it, though.
Hermanson?
Yeah, I mean, but I wouldn't want to put him against Costa because that someone's stock's dropping. You know what I mean? Two young guys.
Yeah, I mean, Hermanson's – yeah, but Costa has the bigger name. You know what I mean? And he's like – and he just beat Romero, so I mean, dude, you got to give it to him. That's what I think, honestly. That's my opinion.
And my thought on the fight was, I thought it should have been a draw personally, because Costa had the pressure. Romero landed the bigger shots, I want to say, but Costa did more work all around. Like, he had better body work. Yoel had a couple takedowns, but they weren't significant. You could see Costa fade at the end, but I mean, like, he had to deal with Yoel Romero for 3 rounds. I'd be tired. You know what I mean? It's not like his cardio was bad. It was just – it was a tough fight. I thought he looked great. His chin was great. I mean, he was eating shots. Like, that was outside of Whitaker and Izzy and Gaslam, that was the best fight of the year, in my opinion. I mean, yeah, I think Costa's next. He's going to be there. I guess they said he's going to be there at the event when they fight.
And apparently, Costa said during the fight, Romero threw, like, an illegal knee on purpose or something like that.
I saw that.
And he got poked in the eye, too, or something. I don't know. Costa was saying Romero was a little dirty, I guess. I'm not sure how accurate that is, but if that's true, that's kind of crazy.
There was an eye poke in there. There was one. I think they might have stopped it for a second, and then Nicky was fine, and then it was what it was.
Yeah.
I thought that was a great fight. I just hate when people cry robbery, and it was such a close fight. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like I said, like, if they gave that fight to Romero, you still couldn't say it was robbery because it was just a toss-up. Whoever was going to get the decision, you know what I mean?
Yeah. See, I'm a big fan of draws just because, like, it leaves the room for a rematch. And a lot of people online were like, I would love to see that fight again. You know what I mean? So I would love to see it again, too. But it is what it is.
Yeah, I mean, dude, you could even do the rematch. I mean, obviously, Costa's not going to want to do it. But, like, if that fight happened, then everyone would want to watch it because the first one was so good. You know what I mean?
Oh yeah, it'd be unbelievable. And onto the next fight, Nate Diaz, dude, how impressive was that, man?
I mean, to put it into terms, he's coming off a 3-year layoff. So, like, not only did he come back after 3 years and win, he came back after 3 years beating Anthony Pettis, who's coming off a knockout off of Stephen Wonderboy Thompson, who literally doesn't get knocked out. So, like, put that into perspective real quick. Like, Nate Diaz didn't come back and fight a slouch. He fought literally a top 10 fighter and beat him. So that just goes to tell you that, yeah, Nate hasn't fought in 3 years, but he's been training. He's been active. I mean, he looked in good shape too. So I'm extremely excited Nate won, because that sets up the Conor and Nate trilogy, but it also sets up this Masvidal fight, which is going to be insane.
Oh, yeah. First of all, he looked so good from a point – like, he said he was so good in the clinch the whole fight, and he said, I don't even work on clinch work. He said it's a part of my game that I don't really work on, but I just have it. And he said the same thing about –
Yeah, you want to hear something funny?
Yeah.
Cejudo was at the desk after the fight, the post-fight interviews or whatever. And Cejudo was like, Nate, I got to congratulate you on your wrestling, man. And Nate's like, wrestling? He's like, I don't even train wrestling. He was like,
yeah.
He was like, one of my, he was like, two of my partners are D1 wrestlers. I didn't even know what that meant. I was like, what?
Yeah. He was like, he brought one of the guy's names too. He was like, I ragdoll him around. But he seriously looked good. Like, he was tired at the end. He said he gave a lot of his energy because he knew it was three rounds. And he says he prefers five, which makes him a maniac. But, like, yeah, dude, he just – every facet of his game, he didn't look rusty at all. He checked leg kicks. Mm. He gave out leg kicks. He just wore Pettis down, and it was – Pettis gets tired. Very visible.
And that was one of the big concerns in this fight, is if Diaz could take the Pettis leg kicks, because Diaz's weakness has always been those leg kicks.
And not that it didn't phase him, it just Petty, he was in too close. He was in his face. Yeah. He was smothering him. And it just cool to see, because now we have a star back that is a bad matchup for everybody. Outside of a really good wrestler, I mean, his ground game's phenomenal. So he's not an easy matchup for a wrestler, but Nate Diaz is a hard fight for everybody. He's like Tony Ferguson, but I think Tony's a little bit more well-rounded. But yeah, he's just a stalker, bro. And now that he's back, I pray to the Lord that they get negotiations. And do you want to see the Masvidal fight first? Like, I want to see that next. Like, I want that next, because I think the trilogy with McGregor can wait. You know what I mean? Like, we'll never lose that.
I'll be honest. I never thought I'd say that there'd be a bigger fight out there for Nate Diaz than McGregor, but there is now, and it's the Masvidal fight, 100%.
Do you see how happy he was when he got called out?
Oh, yeah. Masvidal looked like he won the lottery.
Yeah, he did.
He was so – but am I wrong? Do you think Masvidal is a bigger fight for Nate than Conor? I think so right now, honestly.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Just the whole platform they have with ESPN, the buildup they could do with that fight, with I'm not surprised is Nate's catch line, and then Masvidal is super necessary.
Kill or be killed.
Yeah, kill or be killed. Bro, see, they just – and I think Masvidal's – he's out there now. Like, he's talking in interviews. He's got a media scrum almost every week, I feel like. And I love it. I love it. I genuinely love, like, the star that Masvidal is now. Like, I didn't want him to be that.
You know what's crazy?
Yeah.
I don't want to go too far off topic, but, like, when stars like Ronda Rousey and Conor McGregor leave the UFC or they're not as active like Conor, you always think, like, oh, my God, what's the UFC going to do now? Like, they just lost Rousey. McGregor's not fighting no more. What's going to happen? And then you see these fighters like Masvidal and Nate Diaz rise up as stars, and, like, that just goes to tell you that, like, no matter if one star leaves, there's always going to be that new person coming up that the fans are going to love, and, like, this sport's going to just keep going on. You know what I mean? Which is awesome.
Yeah, it doesn't wait for anybody. It doesn't wait for anybody, and that's exactly what they needed going into ESPN. They weren't going to let those people hold them hostage, like the Lesnars, like you said, the Rouseys, the McGregor. It just See, that's another conversation for another day, because I really like what ESPN's doing. I wasn't at first a fan, but I'm in love with the ESPN.
I'm the same way.
Because, dude, I the post-fight show, the pre-fight shows, everything, they just – it's bringing the quality to it. But just to move on, Stipe versus DC, wow. DC winning the entire fight, and then Stipe lands those body shots. And the first time a man outside of John Jones has been able to beat DC, what do you think about it?
Man, I just think Stipe's the GOAT at heavyweight. There's nothing else to say about that one. I think he was losing the fight, like the first round or two. He was definitely losing, but apparently it was his idea to go to those body shots, which won him the fight. And the fact that he was able to make that adjustment on someone like Daniel Cormier, who's literally, you could have argued, the best heavyweight ever, because he never lost up until last night, just goes to show you how great of a fighter Stipe is. And it's just insane that, like, he knocked him out just like John Jones did in the same exact arena. So, I don't know, man. I think Stipe's the GOAT, and I think DC takes some time off. And here's my prediction. I'll give you it right now. I think DC wants the trilogy with Stipe. I really do.
Yeah, I agree. I think, first of all, like you said, that's amazing by Stipe. He said – if you go back and watch the Anderson Silva fight, the only time Silva had DC rocked was when he hit him with a straight kick to the kidney. And Stipe said, I hit him with it once and he started wincing. And he was like, I knew it. He said, as soon as I saw that, I knew it. And I really think Stipe's weight played a factor into how good his conditioning was in the fight. Like, he's always had good conditioning, but for him to come in the lightest he's ever been off of the longest.
Yeah, how surprising was that?
He looked great. He looked phenomenal. He looked unbelievable physically. And I agree with you. I think that's next. I don't see another fight that comes before that. Personally, for me, I just
from a competitive standpoint and how competitive DC is, you know he's going to try and get that fight back. As he even said it, Brett Okamoto, ESPN MMA reporter, was in DC's locker room post-fight, and DC was like, right now, I want to make that wrong right, and I want to get that fight back. Because he truly believes that if he stuck to the game plan, which his coaches were telling him to do in the fight, and continue to wrestle him and take him down and stuff, he would have won that fight. But he just decided to stay up and trade with Stipe, and that's what happened.
That's true. And in your opinion, should he retire? Should he just say, I'm the second greatest heavyweight ever. I'm the second greatest light heavyweight ever. I had two belts. What else is there left for him? I know, like you said, the competitor in him, but in your opinion, what should he do? I think he might, I don't want to see DC go, but he might have to. I don't know.
Yeah, that's honestly like, it's a great question to ask if DC should retire or not, because just take a step back and look at the predicament he's in right now. So he has three options, right, like you said. One is to just retire and be known as the second greatest lightweight ever and the second greatest heavyweight ever, which he possibly could do. Or his second option is to fight Stipe again for the trilogy, which is not an easy fight, and in my opinion, he loses that fight. And his legacy goes down even further. And the third option, which is the most dangerous one too, is to fight John Jones. So he has,
and that has to be at 205.
Yeah, and at 205. So if you think about his options, dude, he either comes back and faces two of the best fighters in the game right now, or just walks away like you talked about. And from a selfish standpoint, I want to see him come back and fight Stipe or John Jones. But from like a professional standpoint, one that makes more sense, I think he just retires, man, and just hangs him up. But then again, he had such a great performance for Stipe that even that loss goes to show you that, like, it was a great fight, dude. And he did get knocked out, but, like, he was doing great up until that point. So, I mean, that's a tough question, man. It really is.
It is, because it's – like, he doesn't lose to, like – people – like, I saw this thing on Twitter and said, everybody was coming at this kid because he said, can we officially say DC's overrated? Like, no, we can't. No, we can't say he's overrated. He's only lost to the two greatest ever in their respective weight classes. Like, oh my goodness, how terrible is he? And he was winning the fight. So I let me ask this question. This would be our last question, and we'll wrap it up. If they do fight again, DC and Stipe, who would you rather see win that to fight John Jones next at heavyweight? Stipe or Stipe?
That is honestly a great question, man. Wow. Who would I rather see win? Is it at heavyweight, obviously, right? Because Stipe can't make
Yeah, yeah. Who would you rather see fight Jones at heavyweight for the belt?
You know, man, I got to go with Stipe, man. As crazy as it would be to see DC and John Jones fight at heavyweight, I mean, we've seen them fight twice, and I don't know how much different it could be. But we've never seen John Jones fight a solidified heavyweight like Stipe, who's the best heavyweight ever. And you got to think, if John Jones goes up to heavyweight and beats Stipe for the heavyweight title, there isn't even an argument you could make that would make sense that John Jones ain't the best ever. No, there is one right now. Sense. I mean,
It wouldn't even make sense if you said he wasn't after he had two belts.
Yeah. what's
the guy going to do?
That, like, and, like, look who he beat to get that belt, the best heavyweight ever. So, it's like, I would see John Jones and Stipe, which I think is going to happen, believe it. I think they will fight because, you know, John Jones, there's only so many more fighters he can beat at light heavyweight before, like, he needs to move up. And, you know, because, like, dude, like, I understand he's tearing that division apart. But, like, you know he's going to move up sooner rather than later and fight someone like before Stipe's gone because – that would be a huge legacy boost for John Jones to capture two titles. Oh, my God.
I agree. I think it's – and I think the UFC brass is going to put pressure on him to move up for the now and then let them build up guys for him to go back down to. Like, absolutely. Wait for Johnny Walker to get, like, in the title conversation. Wait for – and I knew Chael Sonnen brought this up, and I think this is a little crazy. He said that now opens the door for Izzy to go up and try to fight John Jones now that DC's almost out of the picture, which I think is a little far-fetched, but I would love to see that fight. I mean, I think John Jones absolutely big-mans him and ragdolls Izzy.
Yeah, but I would love to see him fight Izzy too, but Izzy, I mean, they definitely have a little beef going on social media. I see them back and forth sometimes. So
they don't like each other. Yeah, they do not like each other. And that card was great. Thank you, Nick, for coming on. We're going to try to do this after every pay-per-view. Lose Log Episode 3 in the books. Thank you, guys. Nick, scare!
All right.